USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We need it anymore. I put it up personally, like I did in the primaries last time. In the 2016 primaries, I put up a lot of money. If I have to, I'll do it here. Whatever it takes, we have to win.
President Trump suggesting he will do what it takes ahead of the November election. The president with campaign stops in Jupiter, Florida, and Winston-Salem, North Carolina this Tuesday. Democratic nominee Joe Biden has no events planned for today. On Monday, the fewest people died in the United States from coronavirus since March. 224 people died from COVID-19 in the entire country, and the case number was the lowest it's been since June. Senate Republicans are moving forward with the new stimulus bill. The bill being put forward would do many things, which include boosting unemployment benefits with an extra $300 a week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Small business owners taking an optimistic tone as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The people who own the nation's small businesses seem to feel pretty good about the future right now, as the Small Business Optimism Index for August is slightly above its 46-year average, though the Uncertainty Index did increase to its second highest reading of the past 3 years.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the prospect of having a coronavirus vaccine by Election Day is exciting to him.
I'm very optimistic that we will have something by the end of October. So if you're looking at the end of October as Election Day, I would agree with the president that the progress to date has been extremely encouraging.
Meadows talking to reporters outside the White House, he also insisted any suggestion that the president is pressuring the FDA or others when it comes to getting a vaccine just isn't true. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Amid election security concerns, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is attempting to normalize the possibility of a delayed outcome of the upcoming presidential election. Facebook rolling out new measures which include flagging posts by candidates who claim premature victory.
One of the things that I think we and other media need to start doing is preparing the American people that there's nothing illegitimate about this election taking additional days or even weeks to make sure that all the votes are counted. In fact, that might be important to make sure that this is a legitimate and fair election.
Zuckerberg continues on HBO by saying,
we're going to do a bunch of different messaging around that just to make sure that people know that that's normal. So if one of the candidates in any of the races claims victory before there's a consensus result, then we're going to add some informational context to that post directly, saying that there's no consensus result yet.
New wildfires in California over the Labor Day weekend saw a dramatic airlift of more than 200 people trapped by flames and ended with the state's largest utility turning off power to over 172,000 customers to try to prevent its power lines from sparking more fires. This fire season, a record 2 million acres have burned in fires in California. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.